Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mindful Minutes, a thought-provoking podcast for Indian small and medium businesses. I'm your host, Tanay Sarpuddar, and I'm here to challenge the idea of marketing, which is not a mere expense, it's an investment. Along with that, let's explore fresh perspectives with business leaders and marketers. So join us. Join us for insightful discussions that will help you shift your view and probably spark creative marketing strategies. And all of this within a convenient 45 to 60 minute window, probably even less. Now get ready. Get ready to add marketing, mindful marketing, to your list of new skills. On that note, we come back to the series of discussion that we were having from our last episode. We are talking about mindful marketing change, a three-stage blueprint specifically made for Indian small and medium businesses. In the last episode, we discussed about awakening the need, or talking about urgency, alliance, and vision for change. We're talking more about on the topic that every successful change begins with awakening. And we need to, start thinking or start exploring that SMBs can no longer afford marketing that runs on patchwork fixes. So let's try and unpack how urgency fuels transformation, why no leader can drive it alone, and what makes a vision resonate deeply across teams. I will try to chip in with the real SMB context so that it'll help you spot the inflection points at your end where change is no longer optional. Probably it's inevitable. On that note, let's begin with the second part. The second part is where we are trying to kind of establish the factor that vision to motion. How do we move from vision to motion? The three main parameters that probably would help in this regard is communication, empowering, and focusing on winning early. So a vision on paper means nothing if it doesn't move people, like I said earlier. We need to invest our time into turning marketing visions into momentum and also doing that consistently. So to help or to move or to explore this art of communicating vision consistently, we need to understand the importance of empowering teams to act and also prepare a strategy of how do we celebrate short-term wins to prove this progress. Now think of this stage as moving from talking about change to actually living it step by step. Or in other words, win by win. Okay, on that note, a vision is powerful, but only if it breathes into everyday actions. I'm sure you'll agree with this statement. In the last episode, we spoke about urgency as a spark, collisions as the engine, and the vision as our compass. But a compass left in the drawer won't guide anyone, right? It must be used, it must be shared, and more importantly, it must be trusted. So today we are going to take a bold next step, which is communicating this vision so it lands with clarity and it empowers the team so they don't just wait for permission and, more importantly, start designing short-term wins that prove change is not only possible, it's already happening. Let's understand. If we are in the middle of a change, or if it's a messy change, it is even more important that you have momentum more than perfection. That's a very important line. I've myself lived this line a lot of times. Every time we've had a success achieved later, it was more on the ground than we had momentum rather than aiming for perfection. Focus on entering go-to-market. Focus on getting that change implemented rather than achieving perfection. Now, we're talking about communicating this vision. A vision that's clear to leadership often sounds fuzzy to teams. You're right. In SMBs, especially where employees juggle multiple roles, inconsistent communication creates confusion, duplicated work, or outright resistance. Now, you'll have this the other way around as well. That's where Marinoid chips in. That's where the idea of working with SMBs chips in, because you need a strategic advisor to bridge this gap. So, on that note, what's the challenge then? The challenge is not just very simple on that. Many founders assume a single town hall or an email is enough. But change, or rather change communication, is not a broadcast. It's a dialogue. And dialogue has to be repetitive. Without repetition and reinforcement, the team will slide back into their old habits. Here's an example which I've probably experienced way back, but it still applies. We were trying to create a vision of becoming the fastest or the most reliable partner for SMEs, but only leadership knew about it. Now, delivery teams, they kept prioritizing volume over reliability. That's where the vision failed. Not because it was wrong, but because it wasn't communicated in ways that shaped daily choices. The practical cue here for SMB leaders is it has to be made multi-channel. It cannot just be in team huddles. It has to be in team huddles. It has to show on dashboards. It has to be reinforced in one-on-ones. And don't tell stories. Don't tell slogans. There have to be stories with real anecdotes. And last but not the least, probably what I think has helped me is it has to be repeated with intent. If you're not tired of saying it, your team hasn't heard it enough. So, on that, when was the last time you explained your vision without slides or numbers? Just as a story your team could repeat to someone outside the company. I'm sure you haven't done it. Try it this time. You never know, you will impact the change. Not just externally, but internally as well. Moving on, we talked about talking about it. Now, how do we empower others to act on it? Because empowerment matters. A vision without empowerment becomes frustration. Teams see what needs to change, but feel they lack the resources, authority, or confidence. And for SMBs, empowerment often means letting go of founder-centric decision-making. Now, what I've read in most of the cases, what I've experienced as blockers is you have hierarchical bottlenecks. Only this person can approve, only that person can approve. Every time this person needs to approve, every time that person needs to approve. You will have resource gaps probably, no tools, no budgets. And something very critical is a fear of failure. Because mistakes sometimes aren't tolerated. But that's not how marketing works. That's not how change works. Nobody can claim 100% success. How about imagining a marketing team having a vision but no autonomy? Every influencer proposal had to be signed off by the founder. The next obvious thing is the delay. Delays meant missing trend cycles. And once approvals were delegated once approvals are delegated with clear budget caps, you'll see the campaigns will double in frequency and the wins will follow. So empowerment is very important. It removes barriers. Allows providing resources and it builds a psychological safety. And all of this should be given time. You cannot expect it from day one. Now, here's a mini framework that you can do. Put it in three C's. First is clarity. Do they know about what to do? Capability. Do they have the skills and tools, not the ability? And third, confidence. Do they feel trusted to act? On that note, try this. Does your team hesitate because they don't know what to do or because they don't believe they are allowed to do it? Look at that. Here's the third element of change in today's episode specifically. Overall, it's probably the sixth one that we're discussing. And it's about creating short-term wins. Yes, short-term wins are critical because in this fog of change, people need proof of what is working and what is not. Wins energize teams, reduce resistance, and definitely silence the skeptics. And wins don't have to be massive. They just need to be visible and be meaningful. I've seen SMBs have quarterly or even monthly survival cycles because waiting a year to see impact of marketing shift is too long. So a short-term win bridges that gap, which is good, which is what needs to be done. One of my colleagues recently shared an example, which is where this change management came into my mind. We rolled out a new content-driven lead gen strategy. And instead of waiting for long cycle enterprise leads, we started celebrating the first 5 inbound leads from organic blogs. That in itself told me that this small win will give a lot of confidence. And he said that the team gained so much confidence that they kept pushing instead of falling back to old paid only tactics. I truly believe organic is the base. If you forget the base, the paid measure will not take you in a long run. Now, what type of short-term wins can you do? Customer wins are pretty obvious. Process wins is what I feel is very important. And team wins, of course. So choose your wins that are visible, unambiguous, and directly tied to the vision. And publicly celebrate. Even a small milestone deserves a recognition. On that, think of the last time your team celebrated a small but meaningful marketing win. Did you pause probably long enough to acknowledge it, or did you just rush to the next fire? Don't be the latter, definitely be the first one. Turning vision into motion is not about giant leaps, it's about consistent, visible steps forward. That's what I believe. And in communicating this vision, it does ensure that everyone knows the destination. Empowering people gives them the confidence and capability to walk this path, and short-term wins keep up their energy alive, even when the journey feels long. Because there's a song which says, destination is fine, but you must enjoy the ride or enjoy the journey more. For Indians and Indian SMBs, these steps are not just theories. They're definitely survival tactics because it's still a growing economy. And this is a very dynamic environment. It's not enough to know where you want to go. You must prove every day, week on week, that you're moving. So let's deep dive furthermore into this change aspect of marketing. In the next episode, we'll explore how to take these wins further by consolidating improvements, embedding change into the culture, and making sure new approaches become kind of a second nature rather than temporary campaigns. That's it on today's episode on Mindful Minutes. This is Tanay Sarpoddar signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.